This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, let's face it, none of us want to think about getting old, nor do we want to think about our bones creaking, our backs hurting, or forgetting the names of our neighbors or where we put those darn keys. Most important, we don't want to suffer from a lot of the chronic illnesses that are associated with getting old. And while getting old is a state of mind, the reality is, as we age and the hormones change and the wear and tear in the body starts to surface and everything, it's also a state of the body. Yet even I've found with all the medical advances and the healthier life standards that that we have right now, more Americans born between 1948 and 1953 are suffering from more chronic illnesses such as diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure, and chronic back pain than has ever been in our history. Now, that's most likely because we're living longer lives and so forth, but there's a message there with everything that we have at our fingertips. There's got to be something that we can individually and then ultimately collectively do to be able to change the process. Is there any hope? I always believe so. Can we change the aging process? Can we actually age without those aches and pains and those aging illnesses? I believe that the answer is yes. If we go to the very source that is impacted by the aging process and the stress and the wear and tear, and that's really slowing down the rate of the aging at our cellular level. And I'm going to be sharing in today's show five simple habits that we can incorporate on a daily basis that can help us at that cellular level and that can actually promote longevity. Interesting topic. I don't know if it's just because of the age that I am, and you know, so I'm not one to ever shy away from saying my age. I'm 65. I went on Medicare. I went, OMG, 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 OMG. How could this possibly be happening? But you know what? It did. And I look back and I think 65 years of gracing this earth. Woohoo. But I needed to tell my body, I'm sorry. I may be 20 in my mind and you're 65 in my body. We need to change this. So again, like always, these shows just come around from the, I choose the topics not only because you suggest them, but they're things that I personally am dealing with and I just need to change the process and look at it differently. And what better way to do it than to always share and help other people? That's what I'm gracing this earth for, and that's what I can change from the standpoint of aging. So again, all about me, energy of 2012. Well, if you're just joining me, thank you for doing that and spending your Wednesday with me. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is because, doggone it, when I reached this age, I thought, you know what? I don't want to act 65, I don't want to feel 65, and I don't want to look 65. So that was the motivation behind the show. So again, I'm going to be sharing information and some of the things that I even find psychologically that tends to happen, that it would be best if we really just accepted it happening instead of always fighting ourselves. One of the epiphanies that I had yesterday when I was preparing for the show is that I had the epiphany that the problem with getting older and these aches and pains is we're always comparing the present to the past. And if we look back and we see ourselves at 65 or 64 or 60 or 70 or 80, whatever it may be, and we compare ourselves to 20 and 30 years old, we're going to be greatly disappointed in not only where we are in our lives, but where our bodies are as well. So again, one of the things the epiphany was is that take it in the present moment. Look at what you can do, Carol. Look at how well you can do it. Look at the mobility that you have. What can you do to increase that mobility? How can you feel better about your day, about your life? The gratitude that oozes from me when I go in and I look at it and think, you know, I can still roll out of bed. I can still stand on my own 2 feet and I can shuffle along if it is shuffling or run, whatever it may be. So again, there are things that we can do. So what I really wanted to do is I call it the OMG, the oh my gosh, aging syndrome. And I've just decided that I'm personally not going to participate. And I'm hoping that I can entice you enough with the information in today's show that you're not going to participate in that old age syndrome as well. In addition to talking about this topic, I'm going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health or about aging or about anything, today is an open day of anything. Then what I'd like you to do is call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S., Canada, and, of course, international callers. Just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I'm really looking forward to talking to you. I also want to invite you to my free November Your Health teleclass. It's happening November 14th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic is Lyme disease, and it's one that I just got email after email after email on saying, Carol, can you please talk about this disease as it's reaching epidemic proportions, and what can we do? How can we deal with this when so often it's misdiagnosed? And then what can we do to be able to relieve the not only the symptomology, but to be able to get our life back? And that's one of the things with chronic Lyme disease, which is something that's very controversial from the standpoint of the way that the medical profession looks at it, is they really don't see it as a chronic disease, and it really, really is. And the impact of it, I've found in my research, is different in the symptomology, different in women than in men. I think that's important to know. Also, when I look at the psychological contributors, I mean, there isn't psychologically anything that that tick does to us when it bites us, but it's looking at the patterns that we have, the thinking process, the stress that we have in our lives. So I'm going to be looking at the psychological standpoints from not only what created the environment for the immune system to be compromised to the point where this bacteria, when it entered the bloodstream, created such havoc. But then what can we do psychologically to make ourselves feel better so we can keep on in our life, so we don't get caught up in that chronic syndrome of thinking that's also sometimes associated, very honestly, with Lyme disease. So the teleclass is 60 minutes long. It's free. I'm going to be talking about a lot of different topics. And then what I'm going to do is, after the teleclass, like I do on my shows, I'm going to open up the phone lines to anyone participating. I'm going to take calls, and I'm going to be answering questions. If you'd like to register for this free teleclass, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Put the cursor on the teleclass tab. A drop-down menu will say registration. Click on that, and then voila, you are in. I imagine that it's going to be a very, very full teleclass, so I encourage you, if it's something that you think that you want to attend, it is free while you attend it, then go ahead and register now. I understand that things change, so I am going to be offering an audio download and then also a free and a purchasable PDF on the topic after the teleclass itself. So if you want to sign up, go to www.ritberger.com. If you know of someone who suffers from Lyme disease, who has just been diagnosed with it, then you might want to tell them about the teleclass. Again, that's November 14th. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I kind of want to go and let's look at the aging process. And one of the things that I've realized is I've been working with so many different people that seem to be those boomers, baby boomers, that are hitting that age where we're beginning to realize that, you know, we're not those spring chickens or those feisty, zesty little bodies that we had before. So what I've realized is the first thing about aging is that it's really all about trade-offs. How we age is determined how we live our life. I think that's really important. Rather than living life all or nothing, then what we should do is actually go in, and I don't use the word should very often, but I do in this case. What we should do is look at the things that we have control of, things that are healthy for our body, such as getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, rather than burning the candles at both ends. When we were 20 and 30 years old, those all-nighters we could pull off, and our body and our cells would rejuvenate and repair very, very quickly. The older we get, then the ability of those cells to be able to do that really becomes slower in the process. They can do it. We just have to be mindful of giving the body what it needs, and that's that extra sleep. Brand new interesting study that just came out in the last few days has showed that people who sleep 4.5 hours a night for 4 days in a row actually start the process of creating the metabolic syndrome, insulin syndrome, and it changes the dynamics between insulin glucose and the fat cells. Another reason for us to look at those 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Some people, you know, might find that they need more sleep than that. Then go ahead and indulge yourself in that particular standpoint, because sleep is the best thing that we can give our body to help it repair itself. Also, if we would eat more fruit rather than sugar, then we could actually reduce the risk of diabetes by 43%. Now, we need some sugar, but not the sugar that we eat. Also, with the body and aging, it's about repairing and recovery. So be sure to look at the wear and tear that you put on your body on a daily basis, and then to be able to minimize the impact of that wear and tear. That doesn't mean become sedentary or a couch potato. Gardening is very, very healthy for the bones. It's a wonderful, wonderful process that we can use for working with osteoporosis. Also, yoga. We can do yoga. Yoga is a wonderful muscle strengthener. It is also very good for osteoporosis. And then so we can look at things like that. The secret to longevity is how quickly you recover once you become injured or sick. And one of the natural things that happens as we age is that we again start to reach a place where our immune system doesn't function optimally like it did when we were younger. So it does take longer for us to repair if we get injured, if we get sick. The best way to ensure a healthier body is to take care of it, and that's taking the precautionary measures such as having your yearly checkups. While I understand with a lot of my clients they're not very doctor friendly or doctor accepting, the thing is those tests really do serve as a wonderful benchmark on a yearly basis, so you can actually monitor the progression of aging in your body and then be able to make the changes that are going to promote longevity. One of the things to remember is that aging isn't just an inside job, it's also an outside job, meaning how quickly we age is determined how we act, respond, react, adapt, and deal to external stressors. The more we allow the stressors to control us, then the faster we age. In fact, the aging rate doubles every 8 years that we spend 60 days stressed. OMG, that was a real eye-opener for me, because like many of us, my day is continually filled with stress. And I'm thinking, if I'm going to be stressed like this, and I'm stressed like this for 60 days, which seems to be a chronic problem, I am literally potentially shortening my life. So what can I do? Well, one of the things that you can do is you can breathe and you can meditate, which I'm going to be talking about. That's a very simple habit that actually can add years. Also, it isn't an individual problem as we age. It's the amount that we actually have in support. So when we're looking at aging, support groups, support of our family, being active with our friends and the support of our friends is very, very important to help us maintain the coping skills so we can maintain good health. Also, when we happen to reach a point where our coping skills diminish, probably because of too much stress or illness in the body, then what happens is the aging process actually increases, as does our susceptibility to illness. While aging is inevitable, it doesn't mean we have to get old. Another epiphany for me. It's never too early or too late to make the changes that can change the aging process. All you need to do is to nudge your body so it works with you rather than against you. If you want to change one of the bad habits that you have that is basically creating the aging process and offsetting it with a healthy habit, then what better time to start than today? In fact, if you would change one unhealthy habit that you have, smoking, maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's working with depression, maybe it's being overly stressed and so forth like that, you can actually increase your life expectancy by 35%. Those results and those numbers and those percentages are some of the latest that we're finding out about the aging process. When it comes to aging, there are six major agers. These agers are lifestyle. That includes food, stress, smoking, drinking, activities, and what I call the weekend warriors. If you're sedentary all week, you're stressed all week, the weekends come and you're going to climb a mountain, ride a mountain bike, you're going to do something that's extreme, then your body, as you age, is going to take longer to repair and to revitalize itself. So again, the weekend warrior process means be active during the week, on the weekends, get up and get going. It's just don't overdo. Healthy practices, yearly checkups, as I mentioned, vitamins, supplements, exercise, Qigong, yoga, all very important. Walking, a form of exercise, doesn't take a lot of effort, but it does a lot for the body, and it minimizes and actually minimizes the aging process and helps in the healing of the body. Inflammation issues are something as we age, it's important for us to really become aware of. Metabolic syndrome, also called syndrome X, also called insulin deficiency, and so forth like that. I just kind of lost it there. Those are the things that we want to look at. Insulin resistant, that's the word I was looking for. So you want to look at things like that. Vascular disease, heart disease. Also, genetics is something to seriously look at in the aging process. It's easy to blame someone else for the state of our health, but if we've inherited bad genes, it doesn't mean that we have to have those bad genes activate. What I mean by that is if you have a genetic predisposition to diabetes, doesn't mean you have to get diabetes. The reality is that only the genes only contribute 1/4 to why we become ill. The other 3/4 of why we become ill is tied to behavior and lifestyle. The repair and recovery mechanisms. We really need to take care of our mitochondria in the cells itself, because that's the energy burning part of the cells. That's the part that works with glucose and insulin and gives us that energy and that boost. That also is the part of the cell that helps in the repair, the restoration, and the rejuvenation of the body. When the mitochondria become tired, worn down, they start to lose their efficiency, then the cells start to lose their efficiency, two things happen. One is we tend to gain more weight. The other thing is that the cells themselves takes a longer period of time for them to be able to repair themselves. So important for us to take good care of our immune system, and we can do that through food. We can do that through sleep. Those are two primary physical things. We can also do it from the psychological standpoint of not being self-judgment, to have that self-judgment, to be critical, self-critical, to be able, irritated with ourselves, resent ourselves, or to be angry with ourselves. Those things in dealing with the immune system from a positive standpoint, and eliminating one habit a day that maybe you hold a lot of self-judgment around. Again, remember, it can increase your longevity. So when we go in and we look at the different things that are going on, we really need to look at those agers, and we need to say to ourselves, what in each one of those categories can I do today to change that aging process and to promote longevity? So that's the topic. I'm going to be sharing more, something about these 5 simple habits that we can do. And when I say habits, that means that they need to be a part of our everyday lives. But I want to jump in right now, and I want to take Joe from Costa Rica. Hi, you're back. Glad you got back in.
Yeah, I did.
I saw you there, sweetie, and it's like, oh, she's gone. Oh, she's back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I actually moved. I was from Chicago, and one of the things I wanted to do to change my life was to move and learn Spanish, and here I am.
Very good for you for doing that. And I mean, honey, that's a big leap of faith. But you know, the lifestyle, the sun, the everything in Costa Rica, everything that I've read about it, and I've had so many clients going there, it is such a place for rejuvenation, isn't it?
Well, yes and no.
always something. Okay, so we've got the yes, let's deal with the no. How can I help you, hon?
Well, you know, one of the things that called you about a year ago or maybe a little longer was chronic back pain.
Yes.
And I know back pain is always related to support, and one of the things I'm concerned about is freelancing while I'm down here, and I've only been here 2 weeks, but still I'm just starting to get nervous about who I thought were contacts to give me business while I was down here, and now I'm starting to get worried, and it's starting to show up in my back, and I'm wondering, what can I do?
Okay, so let's go, and we're just going to kind of, let's go into that logic process of it. So in that freelancing, so where are you promoting your services? Are you doing it on the internet?
Yes, it's mostly right now with past clients.
Okay.
My former employer and a few past clients.
Okay, very good. So one of the things to do is to keep that line, the thing that first comes to me and my logic is, let's keep those lines of communication very open. Let's not let that distance become a barrier to your client or to you. So whatever you can do to stimulate, you know, conversation, you can stimulate some new ideas, you know what their problems are, you know what their needs are, while you've got some thinking time and so forth, as you're out there, enjoy that beautiful sunshine and everything, then what you can do is think of ways that you can come up with solutions to problems that they have. And then keep that line of communication open with them. It's not like emailing them and saying, hey, I know you've got this big problem. It could be something like, you know, I was thinking about our working together, and this is something that I thought could be able to be helpful, and so forth. But don't let that distance, because that's one of the things, sweetie, that tends to happen when we go from one place to another. That barrier of distance becomes a very big psychological barrier. So that's something to think about. Also, you've only been there 2 weeks. I would get out there and kind of see what's there. I know that there are, in Costa Rica, there's a lot of technology companies that have moved there. So I would give yourself that time to settle in. You've done it for the couple weeks, but go and just kind of find out what's local. Talk to people, see what's there, see what clients are there, and then go in and find a creative way. You have so much creativity. I felt this last time I read you, and it's even become stronger, sweetie, since I'm touching you right now. Creative ways that you can get your foot in the door, and then you can find the work there. The other thing is that also you might want to look at different freelance sites on the web that you could look and tie into, that you can let people know about your services. And then that could be something that could help as well. You're in adjustment time, adjustment period, and so forth. Understand that. But I would keep that process and, you know, keep that barrier from getting where you heard me stumble. So your body just went in and says, whoa, Carol. So let's do this, sweetie. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to approach where you want your business to go from your heart. So your body and your soul just said to me, whoa, Reitberger, slow down. So here's what it said to me. Sweetie, go in and look at your heart and look at what you want to do. Connect with your heart and what you want your business to look like in the next 3 months, 6 months, and year. How much business do you want? Where does it fit into your lifestyle? If you're going to be crazy like you were when you were in Chicago, where you worked all the time, then moving to Costa Rica really won't give you the freedom that you're looking for. So look at from the heart. What do you want? What balance are you looking for? 3, 6, a year out. The next thing is that when you do that, then your creative flow is going to increase, and then you can reach out to people in a different way, a creative way, and you will do what you love, and the fear will not come back, and you will not repeat those old patterns of fear around survival, which is your lower back.
So I feel like my back is worse, though. What can I do?
Well, your back is going, okay, couple things is that you moved, right? You did.
Yes.
Have you been lifting things, squatting down, doing a lot of stuff?
A little bit, but not so much.
Okay. Are you walking?
Yes.
Are you going for walks?
Yes.
Are you keeping those muscles limber?
Yes.
Are you adjusting to weather changes?
I think so. I'm going to a new chiropractic as well, and I think he's better than the ones in the past.
Absolutely. Is he possibly taking care of some of the things that were set in their habitual process in the body?
Yes.
To the point.
Yes.
Okay. So we know that if we're going to probably have some aches and pains around that, aren't we?
Okay.
But and here's how the mind works, sweet, very quickly. How the mind works. OMG, I'm worse than I was before. What am I doing wrong? Fix it. Was it a good thing that I moved? If it was, then okay, but if it isn't, what am I going to do to fix it? It's that loop. It's that loop that you and I and all of us get into. So in this process, you're going through a lot of change. You're doing a lot of release work. You're creating a new lifestyle. You're breaking a lot of habits.
Okay. Finally, is this person who I'm living with, is this a good situation?
You know, it is. And this, I tell you, this was a tremendous amount of trust for you to do this, sweetie. And if you could focus on the fact that you did it and the fact that you trust that this is the place where you chose to be and you trust that it's going to be the right move, it will get that burden of questioning off your back.
And his?
His as well. But there's an interesting thing. You have much more adaptability and flexibility about you, sweetie, than I'm picking up that he does.
Yeah.
Stay focused on yourself. He will get there. He just takes a little longer to get there, doesn't he?
Yeah. So everything's okay. I just need to be more patient with him.
No. Sorry. You need to be more patient with you.
Oh, bless your heart.
Really, I mean, your soul just said, gosh, Carol, she's done so many good things. Just tell her to, you know, love herself and how she trusted. Be patient with herself. Show, you know, some compassion and tolerance. And you know what? God bless your heart. I love you for doing that because, hello, Carol needed to hear that as well.
Oh.
So absolutely, you're doing the right thing, sweet.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I know he's going through stuff, and I just didn't want to be a burden on him, and I think that was also showing up in my back. So
it is.
I'm okay with him then.
Well, I believe that you're okay with him. I had to go to my logic. I believe that you're okay with him because you gave up what you were doing to continue to be with him. There's a soul agreement here, honey, that is very important to the two of you.
I figured that. It didn't make sense why I would do something so rash like this.
I know it. So there's an agreement. There's something that the two of you are going to be able to do in your relationship to make that relationship deepen in that connection that the two of you have. I mean, this literally was not a giant step, honey. It was a leap of faith.
Yeah.
And in that process, and you know, with him, there are changes and we all handle changes differently. But the most important thing is be patient with yourself. I agree with you on the chiropractor. I agree that, you know, this change of pace is a good one for you because you were kind of on the hamster wheel when we talked last time. And I think that's very valuable for you to have a change of scenery.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. So much gratitude for taking my call. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome and congratulations. There's a lot of us that would dream about doing those things and never have that leap of faith or that trust to do it, sweetie. So big gold star for you.
Thanks. Love you.
Okay, love you too. All right, I'm going to be right back. I want to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to be sharing some of those five simple habits that you can do that's going to actually turn back the hands of time and promote longevity. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green?
Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me today, I'm talking about how do we turn those hands of time back in the aging process and add years to our life. As I mentioned, that we hear this cliche all the time, that age is a state of mind. Absolutely it is, but it also is a state of our cells and our body. And while we may act young, sometimes our body doesn't realize it. So that's what I've been talking about. I'm also taking your calls. So if you have a question for me, call 877-230-3062. Number is good for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and international callers. If you would like to spend an hour with me in a private session, please visit my website, www.reitberger.com. I have readings that are available. The readings are an hour long. The information on the reading page gives you all kinds of information as far as what to expect, what the cost is, and then also what we can do is we can talk about a variety of topics. It isn't just about your health as a medical intuitive. Just put the cursor on the reading tab at the top of my homepage, www.reitberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R. Click on the personal reading on the drop-down menu, and then you'll learn all about the reading, what to expect, and then also there's tremendous reviews. There's a whole bunch of them. I think I'm 84, 85 different reviews of people who have shared how they've benefited or what they learned from the reading itself. In the reading, we can discuss health issues by all means, relationship, careers, moves that you're contemplating, moves that you've made, just like Joe from Costa Rica, the decisions that you've made, the choices that you're looking to make, the decisions that you want to make in the future, also soul agreements, and then we can even start to uncover your soul's purpose. All of the readings are booked online, so again, just go to my website, www.reitberger.com. R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. So here are five healthy habits that we can use to not only help us feel better, they actually add years to our life. They're so simple when I went in and started doing this that we really, in my case, even when I was writing it, I thought, well, these are so simple. They really can't be that important, but they really are. So the reality of it is don't be fooled because they're simple. Just go ahead and start to live them on a daily basis. That's really what a habit is. So what you want to do is you want to eat a balanced diet that contains at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. The motto in which to live our life, especially in the aging, is eat as close to nature as possible. If it has more than 5 ingredients and you can't pronounce those ingredients, then it's probably not what you would like to put in your body. If the food that you have 6 months later looks like the same food as it did when you first got it, you probably don't want to eat it either. The more we age or the older we get, the more important it is for us to have that healthy balance of those fruits and vegetables. Walk at least 30 minutes a day. If we can't do 30 minutes a time, how about if we do 3 10-minute walks? We can always fit that in, and it's good for us to get up and move and to be active and keep those muscles limber so they don't get really, really tight, and that the tight muscles also are a contributor to degenerative bone disease, such as osteopenia or osteoporosis. So important to get that activity and that movement. Meditate every day. You know, when I wrote this, I spent a lot of time thinking about meditate. I understand what the word means, but knowing personality the way I do, meditation means different things to different personalities. And I thought to myself, what does meditating really mean? And for my personality, it's about being in a space where your mind can chatter until it stops chattering, where you can reach that place where there's actual quietness in the mind, where the breathing is impacted, where the relaxation takes place and the flow of adrenaline adrenaline and those stress hormones is no longer flowing. Meditation can be mindful. It can be focused on breathing. It can be focused on the positive of the body. It can be focused on progressive muscle relaxation as a form of meditation. Yoga is a form of meditation. So again, as you're looking at meditation, so many people I talk to think, oh my gosh, Carol, I really don't have the time to do it. And then when I do, I never quite get there. And if it takes me 2 hours to get there, then, and I don't get there, then what have I done? And yada, 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 it goes on and on and on. So really look at what meditation looks like to you, how much time you commit to it. But it's an important thing for us to quiet the mind, because when we do, we quiet the adrenals and we change the chemistry in the body back into a state of balance where it actually can repair and rejuvenate itself. This meditation allows us to step away from the hustle and bustle and the hurriedness of life and reflect on the choices that we are making or we are going to make. It isn't in meditation about looking at the choices we've made, because then we automatically get into that self-judgment. We find ourselves starting into the emotion of suffering, and then the mind kicks in and does everything humanly possible to distract us from meditating. Breathe. Oh my gosh, this is one of the things, and especially for the green personality, whenever the green personality gets stressed, the very thing that they stop doing is they stop breathing. They hold their breath. And when you hold your breath, then the body isn't, the cells aren't getting that oxygen-rich blood, nor is the brain. So the brain is there to try to help solve problems and create choices, and it can't do that when it's starved of oxygen. So whatever you're experiencing, emotional, mental, and physical, if you just quiet yourself and do some breathing, breathe in through the nose, breathe out through the mouth. And there's a wonderful book called Mindfulness. And in that, there's an exercise called Nowhere to Go, Nothing to Do. I've used this before, but this is a perfect thing to do in that aging process, is you breathe in the mantra, nowhere to go. And that quiets the mind. It actually changes instantaneously the heart rate and the breathing pattern back to its normalcy. Then what you do is you exhale, nothing to do. And what you do is you continue that cycle, focusing on those words. A very short period of time, you actually change the chemistry of the body, the oxygen in the blood itself. You give the brain that quiet time the way it needs to, and then what you do is you calm down that stress process that you're in. And this is especially a very effective mindful breathing exercise that you can use if you find yourself dealing with chronic stress or in a very volatile, emotionally charged stress situation. When it comes to breathing, you can't go wrong. Because breath is the very foundation of not only our life force, that energy part of us as far, and also the well-being, but it's the foundation for preventing cellular damage, which is the major contributor to healing and health. The fifth thing is laugh. Laughter is good for your health. It's also good for your soul. It brings brevity to life, and it makes it easier to deal with life challenges. You know, it's difficult for us to just all of a sudden be sitting there in a stressful situation and start to laugh for a couple of reasons. One is it's difficult because the brain's not in a laughing place. And the second thing is the people around you are going to think that you've absolutely lost it. But one of the things that you can do is you can do an activity that can actually promote laughter. And that laughter can be at yourself and the things that you do. I mean, we're really very comical creatures, and that you can do that. But the other thing is find something that really is funny to you. And the thing with the invention of iPads and computers and everything, my gosh, we could take a laughter break and we could Google I Love Lucy, the three Abbott and Costello, some of the things that make it that are very, very funny, some of the current comedies that we have that are funny, that looks at life from a very, very funny perspective, some of the funny sci-fis that we have going on, Men in Black, things like that. There's all kinds of things that you have literally at your fingertips that all it takes is just a very few minutes of watching something funny, finding yourself laugh. It goes a long way for relaxing muscles, taking the pressure off the bones. It increases breathing. It actually stimulates the cellular activity, and it gives the brain the breath of life that it needs in order to be able to breathe in new thoughts and exhale all of those thoughts around negativity. So laughter is a great, great process. And again, a lot of the sitcoms that we have now are just plain funny. So find something that you can just put in your YouTube, you know, queue or your favorites or something like that, and go in and just take a very brief laughter break. It's a wonderful way to be able to heal the body. So what I want to do right now, I want to jump in and take a call. Hi, Ruth from Olympia Peninsula, Washington. What a beautiful place that is.
Well, it's the Olympic Peninsula. It's not.
Oh, the Olympic. I'm sorry. The Olympic Peninsula. Okay,
yeah,
very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, I'm around Port Townsend, which, yes, that's much more beautiful than Olympia.
Yes, it is.
How can I help you? I am so happy to talk to you. Wow. And my subject is very much on topic because I am 66, and in the last 6 months, things have just escalated for aging for me in terms of musculoskeletal pain. And anyway, I've recently done Caroline Sutherland's detox plan.
Good.
And totally changed my diet, and I'm really excited about it, and it has greatly reduced the amount of inflammation I have in my whole system. I lost 8 pounds immediately, and it hasn't even tried to come back, and I look, you know, the inflammation is better. My musculoskeletal pain is a bit better, but that has definitely been one of the reasons that I took the cleanse, that and getting my bowels working, and that has happened. I mean,
absolutely.
The bowels are wonderful. Oh, and I know that it's really helped. So my questions have to do with food choices and hormone therapy.
All right.
For myself going forward.
Okay, so let's hormone therapy. Let's start there, if you don't mind.
Okay.
One of the things is that Caroline is a friend of mine, very, very skilled at what she does. For some reason, I'm getting little red precautionary flags coming up around you with hormone therapy, as we think of it traditionally. So let me ask some questions. Do you have a family history of cancer in your family?
My father had bladder cancer, and I have had a couple bouts with cancer. I have had a little bit of a breast cancer and a little bit of perianal skin cancer.
Okay, thank you for that, sweetie. I was trying to figure out very honestly why those red flags started to come up. And the first thing is that I would be mindful of those things in the hormone replacement. It does work. It does take time to get the balances. It does change the process within the body itself. And so if you decide to go that route, I would be remiss if I didn't say, please be very cautious. Do your homework. Work with someone that you trust. I know Caroline has people that she works with. She also has some things that I know that she offers. The trust that you have with her, the results that you're having with her, talk to her about this. And the reason for that is that I just, again, keep coming up that there's these red flags. I don't want your body to go into a chaotic state hormonally, trying to adjust to the hormones and trigger something that feels genetic to me. That's very frank, very honest.
Okay.
So as you move forward, please look at your history, look at where you are, and take that into consideration. That's what I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that caution. Yes, okay.
You are welcome. The next thing is food choices. Food choices, very, very important, especially since you're doing so much detox. in your body. Something that you also that you want to do is you've actually improved some of the sensitivities that you had when you felt like you were just overloaded in your body. The first thing that I pick up is the benefit of the cleanse and the things that you're doing and the inflammation is that you're actually feels to me that you're reversing the insulin resistant pattern that you were in. So that's been a great way to work with it. One of the things is that you will want to minimize sugar. When you do that, in that particular case, I'm going to start out minimizing it. It would be very much of value if you get your sugar and that fructose through the naturalness of fruits versus actually using a refined or processed sugar. That will also, if you decide to go the bioidentical route, that will also keep those cells from becoming glucose dependent again, and that could be a trigger for potential for cancer as well because of the genetics. So sugar going as natural as possible, in sugar eliminating as much as possible, eating fruits and vegetables, looking at supplements, all of those things are of value to you. Do you have specific foods that you're considering?
Carbohydrates. I really haven't gotten much back into carbohydrates yet, and quinoa feels real good.
Absolutely.
It is rice for you. Yeah, and I'm not sure about rice and things like that.
If you get back into rice, then what you'll want to do is, of course, brown rice because it's a complex carbohydrate. And what you're looking for in your carbohydrates is as you begin to experiment, because that's what it feels like you're doing, and that's a wonderful way to be able to find what your body needs. As you're going to, you'll want to do complex carbohydrates, the things that are not going to spike the glycemic index and spike the insulin, because that's part of the pattern of the inflammation. So from that particular standpoint, eating complex carbohydrates, then I would do some brown rice. I would do it for 5, maybe 6 days, see how you feel. The fiber would be good for your small intestine. It feels like it can handle that, so that would be something. And what I would do is you feel like you've become very in touch with your body, maybe on demand because of the muscular skeletal issues you're dealing with. But the bottom line of it is it'll talk to you. I mean, Caroline has a book, Your Body Knows, and things like that. So start out very simple that way. And look at those complex carbohydrates. You do not feel to me like you are gluten intolerant. You do feel to me like you had gluten sensitivity, especially before the cleanse. Was that something that you picked up?
Yeah, that's a good question because I've been wondering about wheat, and I really have been staying away from wheat. Yes.
Actually, that feels really good to your field. When you said that word, your field kind of shuddered and kind of like it was like, woohoo, that's a good one. We're going to stay away from that. Here I am in California reading you from Washington, and I'm getting your body giving these little shudders and everything with it. So from that particular standpoint, that's one of the best ways to be able to look at it. But you with wheat, it feels like definitely a no. Oats feel like a maybe, honestly, to me. So it may be that, and oats tend to be a complex carbohydrate. So it may be as you're introducing carbohydrates back into your diet that maybe you want to try that. One of the things with your body, especially when it becomes detoxed, if it doesn't like it, you're not going to like it. You're going to know it right away. The other thing when I go in, and so we've got barley and rye. I actually pick up that you probably still have some sensitivity to barley and rye. So you might want to not enter those back into your, put those back into your diet right now. What do you do for, do you eat meat?
I eat, I've been doing organic chicken and white fish. I've done some tuna that I canned and stuff. And
perfect.
Just some chicken and fish. No, I just stay away from red meat.
Okay, that's great. You do need the amino acids, the omega-3s, that are the fatty acids and stuff. You need all of those things that are associated with fish. So fish, again, your body goes, woohoo, I like it.
Yeah.
With the organic chicken, it's a nice distraction. And what I mean by that is your body says, I can take it or leave it.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean that it's good. It's just a nice distraction from eating fish all the time.
Yeah, is salmon, salmon is not considered a red, a white fish, though, is
it? No, it is not. Salmon would be very healthy for you at least once a week.
Okay.
Are you taking any kind of fish oil or krill supplements?
Yeah, I'm doing some fish oil supplements.
Okay, and, perfect.
Yeah, and vitamins and calcium.
Good. Those things are all very, very important. Vitamin D3?
Yes, D3. Yes, I started taking it again after the summer, you know.
Good.
Here,
so. Good. How about your B12?
No, I don't think I do B12.
What you might want to do is look at your supplement that you're taking and look at the quantity of it. Your B12 feels like it's, you know, it's kind of come back up the way that you are working with it. B12 is good for the cells, the mitochondria, good for the brain, good for the anti-aging process. Very, very good for really kind of keeping that muscular skeletal process degeneration kind of away from us. So that's something for you to consider as well.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really right.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. And I just, you know, again, I'm going to encourage you to talk to Caroline. And one of the things, if you can you actually get through to her, sweetie, and talk to her?
Yeah, she's actually expecting a call back from me because I was throughout the whole cleanse of all the people on the list. My bowels just would not cooperate.
Well, okay, so what I'm going to do is that easy to say afterwards. The reality of it is that I would call Caroline because the area that still feels like you have some congestion is in the small intestine. And so when you connect with Caroline, it's so much better. So don't get me wrong. There's not a problem. It's so much better. The pH is better in your body. The cleanse has done a wonderful job for your immune system. It's done a wonderful job for your liver. It's done a wonderful job overall for the pH of the body. But one of the things is if you would ask Caroline what you can do either in food or supplements that you can do that can help that small intestine get, it feels dry to me. It feels like it doesn't have the mucus that it needs to, and see what Caroline says or what she can suggest on that. It's kind of like I feel like we just need to give you a little bit of, and I'm not meaning literally, a little castor oil to kind of a mineral oil to kind of push that out. So ask her about the second chakra, ask her about the small intestine, and that's the last little bit that I think needs to have a little bit of extra shove and push. And then that will start to stabilize the foods that you can eat, the foods that your body will tell you are really good for you and the ones that aren't.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yes. Because I still do have trouble when I eat something and it bloats up right away. It doesn't feel quite right. The fact that I'm having a movement every day has just been so unusual and so.
Yeah. Yeah, and ideally, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, we're happy with one, but ideally, we're finding now that if you had two a day, it's better than the one, and it's kind of like, oh, come on, Carol, I'm just glad to have one, so,
yeah,
but that's what we are finding. But just do ask Caroline about that and see, honey, if there's something that you can do. It doesn't, to me, it does, and please feel free to share this with her, because we work together, is it doesn't feel to me like we need to cleanse. We just need to, it feels to me like we need to somehow hydrate the small intestine and somehow create the environment for the foods that you're ingesting and that you're putting into your diet, that it'll move freely and you'll be able to assimilate the vitamin, mineral, and the nutrients that your cells need so you don't get a reoccurrence of that chronic pattern of inflammation. That's what it feels like to me.
Great. I am just so pleased with this whole situation. I'm just so excited that it feels like I'm turning, the musculoskeletal pain is really moving slow, but I hope it's better. I mean, I got sciatica.
Yeah.
I mean, all
yeah.
this inflammation, I'm just, it's on the wane, but I'm just having to be patient.
It absolutely. I mean, my gosh, patience must be the word that I'm supposed to hear today. Both of my callers have used that. But the reality of it is that I always say to somebody in the work, if it took you 10 years to get where you are, It doesn't have to take you 10 years to get out of it, but if it doesn't happen in 10 seconds, let's be patient with ourselves. Keep the habit, the process that you're doing. It really is feeling good. Your body is in there going, woohoo, woohoo, woohoo to me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thanks very much. And say hello to Caroline for me. CarolineSutherland.com, by the way, everybody. I'm going to try to get her back on the show as well. One last thought. Anything that you can do to embrace a healthier life mentally, emotionally, and physically will yield huge dividends in the aging process. It's not only going to add years to your life, but it's going to make those years much more enjoyable. Another important thing in the aging process that I have found in the research that I've been doing, other ways to promote longevity, learn something new every day. And I thought, oh my gosh, as my personality, it's like, well, I can't read a book in a day to learn everything. But the reality of it is that cooking dinner, maybe I try something different. Maybe I use a new herb, or maybe I use a different spice, or maybe I fix something a different way, and just being able to do that. So those are thoughts. Thanks for joining me on the show today. I hope that you've really enjoyed it. You can hear it in my archives on www.ritberger.com. Have a wonderful week, and I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love to all of you.
You've been listening to The Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.